Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Hey, my baby boomer friends, this is Dale Irvin welcoming you to Another Day Above Ground. And you know what that means? It's time for your weekly jocularity before nap time. And you'll find it especially consoling, and you'll drift right to sleep afterwards. Anyhow, we're going to talk about things that are for baby boomers, about baby boomers, and this week's things that irritate baby boomers. And to do that, I need my partners. First of all, from the state of Indiana, the Aristotle of comedy, baby boomer Tim Slagle.
Hey, it's the day after Easter. You know, I was thinking yesterday that Donald Trump is like the black jelly bean of the White House Easter basket. Half the country loves him, the other half wonders what he's doing there.
And that's a beautiful observation, really. I'm still trying to figure out how chocolate peeps and chocolate, or not, marshmallow peeps developed from chocolate bunnies, because they're both bunnies. Anyhow, here to answer that question from Denver, Colorado, because I'm just rambling on my own. Please welcome also our fellow baby boomerette, Carolyn Strauss.
Hi, guys. And I really thought Donald Trump was the white jelly bean. To call him black anything is kind of shocking, Tim.
Well, if you want to get particular, wouldn't it be orange?
Yes, the orange. There you go.
It's actually he's kind of more like the candy corn now that I think about it, because it's yellow and orange.
The cayenne and pepper.
And white
jelly
as you
beans.
Move through the corn. And I think the candy corn has a similar displeasure effect for a lot of people.
And if Melania were like made out of chocolate, what part would you eat first?
That's up to you guys.
Well, no, see, a rabbit, you go for the ears. It was just, okay.
It's so funny. We had a whole debate yesterday at Easter dinner about which you eat first, the tail or the ears.
Exactly. Eat the ears.
Yeah, the ears.
Yeah,
I've always gone for the ears.
Unless it's
You don't want to go for the breast, because that's, you get a mouthful of silicone.
But your jaw won't squeak anymore, and that's always good. Anyhow, things, you know, I started reflecting over this holiday weekend, and some things I just really don't give a darn anymore. And they seem to be omnipresent, and I don't care. For instance, I finally watched an episode of Game of Thrones. I don't get it. That show has one attraction, and that's partial nudity in every episode. But other than that... I don't get it. You guys Throne Heads, do you watch that?
I've never seen an episode ever. I can't believe it. It's tragic. And I do have HBO, and I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I like it. The best description I heard of it is mostly breasts with a chance of dragons.
That's exactly what it is. And numerous beheadings. And the coolest guy in it is 3 foot tall. So
there's this one scene, and I can't remember which episode it was, but which episode, which season. But they're talking about strategy for taking over the kingdom, and for no reason, two women start fondling each other in the background. There's no comment made about it. They're just having fun back there while this conversation is. It's almost like they're photobombing it.
And then the king looks over and says, apparently this will be tit for tat. So
hey, extras have to do something to keep themselves busy for a 12-hour day.
Come to think of it now, in Ten Commandments, half of those people probably weren't even wearing trousers. You know, they had the robes on and nothing underneath. But Game of Thrones, Star Wars will never go away. Star Wars is coming back again. It was a whole big thing when they gave the preview of it and everything. And, you know, I'm sorry, they lost me after Jar Jar Binks. You know, I made it that far, but then Star Wars, I don't really care about that anymore. And speaking of stars, Dancing with the Stars, I couldn't care less about Dancing with the Stars. Do you watch any of those?
No, I never have.
Yeah.
You know the one thing... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, no, I've seen it, but they're bad. It's usually really just bad. So I'll watch the first one, see who's in it, and then I turn to The Voice because I think it's always nice, you know, when they battle to the end and somebody dies after their battle round on The Voice. That's always fun. It's sort of like, you know, Game of Voices. People die and there's dragons. It's all good.
Here's something I don't really care about is microbrews.
Yeah, me either. Craft,
you know,
beer.
It's teeny beers, right? Yeah. Isn't that a microbrew? Little teeny cup. You guys like big cups of beer. I've drank beer with you guys. They need to be big.
We've heard that from you too.
Anything marketed to men should never be called micro. It's bad.
Yeah, but no.
I don't get the fascination with all these places that sell beer that pretty much tastes the same, but it's supposed to be unique. It's like, oh no, it's this one beer here, you can only get it, you know, within this region. It's like, well, yeah, it tastes just like the beer you can get over in the other region. It's kind of too dark, a little sour, and not carbonated enough.
Yeah. I don't drink beer for the taste. I drink beer for the buzz. I'll drink wine for the taste, but beer is just beer. You know, the cheaper the better, as long as you can keep it down. That's my attitude.
I was in Ohio last week, and it was the first time I'd ever seen an ad for Ling Ling beer, which is apparently a really big deal out on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Yingling. Ling is a panda.
I thought that sounded weird.
Yingling beer. It's out of Pennsylvania.
I think it's like the oldest brewery in America, I think. Something like
that. Yeah. It is. No. This one is. I remember it's on their can and stuff. Yeah, Budweiser was the biggest one because, you know, he just looked at everybody else and said, I can do this bigger. And
here's another thing I don't care about: whether cargo shorts are out of style.
I'm trying to realize the fact that cargo pants are out of style. I used to love pants with 32 pockets. You could keep everything.
Sure.
Yeah,
it's a man's handbag, cargo pants. There you go.
But now you got your skinny jeans, and you know that's not even in the realm for me.
Can't keep anything in there, boys. Yeah. Nothing at all.
Yeah, you can't keep a boomer in those. That's
Heavens no.
That's like keeping cottage cheese on the counter. You should not do.
I don't know what I don't care about. So there are all these shows coming back. Like there's Return of the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Now that was an interesting show back in the 80s because we'd never had four gay men telling about fashion and culture. Now everybody's gay and everybody talks about it. So why do we need Return of Queer Eye?
It's a trend. It's a trend. You know, you jump on the wagon. No pun intended. You know, whatever.
Okay,
is
get your pencils ready. I think I got $1 million idea here.
Okay.
Straight Eye for the Queer Guy.
Ooh, we teach him how to bowl and play darts.
And drink Ling Ling beer.
How to drink out of a beer bong.
How to look straight ahead when they're in the men's room.
And a whole class on fun with boobies. And I love that. That's a great idea. Oh, and I got a thing for Dancing with the Stars. I thought that they could bring that back and make it interesting. Break dancing with the Stars. And you get these old blisters who are up there now twirling around on their heads, breaking hips, and that's going to be a fun show.
I got a better one, Fight Club with the Stars.
Oh, please, if any of the major networks are listening to this, first of all, shame you, but but if you are, we got a billion ideas here, and we'll give them to you for a buck a piece, so just send.
And feel free to cast us in your show, because, hey, I'll do anything for a buck.
There you have it. That's Carolyn's pretty much attitude on life. And
here's another thing I don't care about is superheroes.
No.
I was going to say the Marvel movies. That's so funny that you said that. I figured you guys would love it, so I didn't say a word. But every other day, there's Captain Marvel, or there's the Hulk, or one of these Avenger people. Why?
They're all over the place, the Justice League of America and all these things. And I guess, you know, when we were growing up, I really enjoyed watching Superman on TV, and he was the only superhero that we had at the time.
No. Adam West as Batman. God, he was sexy when I was 12. Do you remember the Batman with Adam West?
Oh, absolutely. But he was way after Superman.
He was the only guy. I do remember Robin getting tied up by Catwoman.
Yes.
And that made me feel funny, and I don't know, and I still remember it. I didn't know what that feeling was, but when I got older, I kind of understood it.
And the Green Hornet. I used to love the Green Hornet with his sidekick and driver, Kato. He was cool. But all the stuff that's coming out now, and it's all, you know, half of it's animated, and you know, who needs that sort of stuff in our lives? That's what I'm telling you, folks. We don't need that. We're not going to put up with it anymore. And the stinking millennials, you know, this is a segment we like to call Get Off My Lawn, because they got stuff we never had, and they like to brag about. Like, they have their own apps now. You know, baby boomers, I don't know, you have a few apps, you know, you have a solitaire app, you have one that makes fart noises, and you have a GPS that tells you where your car is parked. Those are the only apps we have. But the millennials are coming up with all kinds of weird stuff. They have one which will turn a sheet of paper into a keyboard for your phone. Does that make any sense at all?
No, but it sounds really cool, actually. That's one I want to try, and I think it's a 99-cent app. But here's the other thing. So many apps are just for iPhones. All right, you guys, are you Android people or iPhone people?
I have an iPhone.
I'm an iPhone guy, too.
Oh, man, I am truly a boomer. I have an Android. It's just sad, because all these apps, so many of them are just for iPhones.
Yeah.
Like that paper one is an iPhone app.
But then
if anybody's interested in it, by the way, it is called Paper Keyboard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of them out there, too, to try and save them money, all kinds of discounts and stuff like that. And, you know, I don't know. I'm old fashioned. I like to go in and haggle with the guy. Sure, it's marked that. But...
Yeah, Jeff Bezos doesn't return my call though.
He's busy. He's busy getting divorced. Have you guys ever used Grubhub, where you get food delivered?
No.
Yeah, me either. Apparently, millennials are using it all day, every day.
Well, they don't want to have to go to McDonald's. They just want McDonald's to come to them. Because
well, a lot of them don't have cars. That's the thing. And,
well, that's true. It's hard to pedal a bike with
hungry.
A bag in
Can
your
you
hand.
Can you drive me to McDonald's? No, I told you to get a car.
So they do get a lot of that weird stuff. And one of the things that really bugs me about it is just the men now, only the millennial men, but all of them who can are growing beards. And beards, it was reported this week, are the most unhygienic thing you can have hanging around your body. There's more germs in beards than there are on dogs. And dogs eat their own poo. So, you know.
Only the classless ones. My dog never does that.
Not while you look it.
Well, you know, that kind of makes sense, because now that I think about it, that is one of the big differences between a hipster and a dog, is that I'll let a dog lick my face.
And I'd prefer to have a beer with a dog, you know.
Dog has better taste in beer.
Yeah, but it does take the whole dating thing to another. Like, there's another thing that we can't date now as women, is we can no longer date men with beers because they're polluted. And
well,
that's horrible.
Men are all polluted anyhow. It's just you're moving the pollution to an all-out place. But do you like guys with beards, Carolyn? Is that an attraction for you?
Generally, no. I don't actually. I don't think I've ever dated anybody with a beard. Let me think about it.
Ever taken a mustache ride?
I don't know what that means, Tim. You're gonna have to explain that, Tim. I don't know what that means.
Apparently,
I've been on the teacups. at Disney, if that
Yeah,
counts.
That it's very, very similar to that.
Okay,
very
good.
Similar to that, yeah. You get real lightheaded, and you start to whirl around, and then, you know, one of the two of you will throw up.
Actually, it's more like the horse outside of the grocery store.
Exactly.
Usually stops before you get off.
Stop. Let's
go back in the store, get four more quarters.
I had a really interesting experience on Saturday night. I was at a party, and one of the guests at a party had just bought a new car, and we went outside and she was showing me her new car. It was a Tesla. Have you guys been in a Tesla? You don't drive it. You program it.
Huh?
What do you mean?
Okay. So she opened the front, the hood where the engine's supposed to be. It's storage space. She opened the back. It's storage space. A Tesla doesn't have an engine. It has a computer monitor inside. There's no button to turn it on or turn it off. There's no key. It turns on with your phone. I said to her, what happens when your phone dies? She said, oh, there's a little card that you can actually put near the car and it'll start it. And I'm like, what? And then it has this giant monitor inside that drives the darn car for you. And on the monitor, I couldn't believe it, there's actually a mode called romance mode, where it's like the Christmas log. It shows burning, it shows like a fireplace scene while you're driving, and then you can hit the audio and it plays Barry White. I am not kidding.
Oh no.
Well, there are places where that would come in handy, but how does it either in the forest preserve or doing 80 down the highway, but
what? I mean, so I'm like, I miss having a key for my car. Okay, I am such a boomer that my car has one of those push button starts. I miss having a key because when I go to turn it off, I forget whether I've turned my car off or on or not. And this car doesn't have keys.
Well, you said it doesn't have a motor. It's got to have a motor. What turns the wheels?
I have no idea. And the only thing you ever have to change in that car are the tires and the windshield wiper blades. And the only fluid you have to put in it is wiper fluid because it doesn't use oil.
Well, I have no idea how that works then. I mean, there's friction in every moving vehicle. And wow. Well, if you're out there and you own a Tesla and you'd like to talk to us about it, please give us a call. You can contact us through our website, which is anotherdayaboveground.com. Anotherdayaboveground.com. And there's a little space there for you to leave comments. Tell us about your Tesla. And, I mean, how much does that thing run? A couple million dollars?
No. They're actually putting one out this year, I heard, that's less than $40,000. This one was $60,000, and the SUV's around $100,000. And, you know, that's a ton of money, but still, but it's an app. The whole damn car is an app. I could not believe it. Oh, and you have to plug it in it gets about 313 miles to a charge. And it takes 20 to 30 minutes to charge it, apparently.
Huh.
Oh, and it will navigate you. If it's running out of gas, it will say, you must go to the next exit and charge me. It will navigate you to the next charging station because it knows where they all are. It's the weirdest thing.
I got a wife sitting next to me that does that. Yeah, you know, you're getting a little low on glass. We should have stopped at that station back there because I don't know when the next one's coming, but you're going to walk, not me, but you're low on gas.
See?
and you know, the main thing about these millennials now is maybe they're taking all the jobs. I don't know, but it says that those of us boomers, which some people call the elderly, which I'm not ready for yet, but are twice as likely to work now than we were in 1985, meaning that we might have retired, but now we need a job, or if we have a job, we need two jobs. What's up with that? What happened to the golden years crap I've heard about?
I'm practicing for my retirement. Welcome to Walmart. Can I get you a cart?
They're doing away with greeters. I don't know where we're going to have to work in the parking lot for tips. Here, let me get that trunk for you.
I know where we're going to work. Have you been on a United flight lately? Oh, my God.
No. Why? What's
all the flight attendants are like my grandmother's age. It's amazing.
Really?
Well, yeah, it's because they're unionized now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. Well, I don't know what I would do for another job. You got any ideas other than
Walmart?
Have
you ever had a job, Dale? I mean,
that you mention it.
I had a paper route when I was 8 years old that I kept for 10 years. 10 years on the paper route. They gave me a medal, and then the newspaper hired me for the summer until I went to college. And I got another job, and I was fired within 20 minutes, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, really, between the three of us, it's not like we have a resume of jobs we've worked for other people in our lives. Think about it. Seriously.
I worked at a cemetery. I used to dig graves, but, you know, other than the outfit, there's not a big call for that as a freelancer.
Freelance grave digger. That's funny. Talk about planning for your retirement.
Oh, can you guys think of anything else that, yes, I can think of one more thing that bugs me. This is the story of the week, as far as I'm concerned, takes place in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And a man who is living with his parents, a millennial living with his baby boomer parents, is now suing them because, as millennials do, they tend to tidy up and throw stuff out in preparation to downsizing. And they threw away his porn stash valued at $29,000.
I thought the internet was free.
Exactly. Exactly.
What was it? Was it magazines or was it?
It was all kinds of stuff. They had films and magazines with titles including Frisky Business and Big Bad Grannies.
Oh, man.
That wasn't that good of a movie.
I bet his parents went with a pair of rubber gloves to take those.
Oh, they probably tried hazardous people to get rid of that. But now he's sued him. He's sued him for triple that because, of course, porn has gone up in the, I guess, in the printed version. I don't know. He's suing him for $87,000.
So here's the gratitude, right? You let your 40-year-old son move back in with you, and then he sues you because you cleaned up his room.
Exactly. Yeah,
and not only that, I'm sure there was a little bit of bitterness because they threw away those pages that were just filled with the grandchildren that he never gave them.
Save the one big badonkadunks in case we want to clone him.
Child abandonment at its best.
So good luck to him. I don't know. We should have contacted our legal counsel here, John Dolan, to see if this guy's got a chance in suing his parents. But, you know, good luck to him and good luck to the big bad grannies. So... that about wraps it up, unless you guys had anything else that's really bugging you right now. Anything? Anything you want to get off your mind that you don't care about that could possibly be somebody else's fault?
No, but I have something I do want to share, though. I found an app. Back to the app thing really quick. I found an app that if you don't know if you're sleeping well, and if somebody tells you that you snore and you want to prove them wrong, there is an app called Sleep Cycle. It's free. It's for iPhone and Android. And I don't know how it works, but if you're charging your phone next to your bed at night, you turn it on when you go to sleep, and it will actually track your sleep and see how much deep sleep you're getting and how much regular sleep you're getting and when you wake up. And it tells you the quality of your sleep. And I did it because I'm traveling with a friend this summer, and she said I snore, and I can now prove that I only snore between 2 and 12 minutes in a whole night. So there.
Well, if your friend has a problem, I have a surefire cure. It works for me. Earplugs. Earplugs,
yes.
Blot out everything. I don't care if you're reading Chaucer at night. I can't hear you, but I don't know why anybody would do that at night. But there's and the you don't really need that app. If you've got a smartphone set up by the side of your bed, turn on the movie camera and record yourself sleeping. You're going to see all kinds of crap you didn't know you did.
Never thought of that. That's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. Don't ever do that with anybody else in the room, though, because making a movie of yourself doing that is probably the worst idea you could have in history. So, and history goes back a long time.
Unless you're friends with a 40-year-old millennial who no longer has his collection, then it's all good.
But at least he kept his beard, and that's what's important. Well, any final words, everybody? Anything to say of importance to the assembled masses that are out there?
Hey, just check out my website, timslegel.com.
And there's all kinds of cool stuff on there. You can buy things and recordings of Tim and Carolyn.
CarolynStrauss.com, and go to my YouTube channel, and you can find really nothing of that much interest, but it's kind of there.
It's all pictures from her iPhone while she was sleeping. Make some popcorn and sit down. You know?
It's better than that trend of whispering about stuff. I could have just spent, you know, a couple hours whispering about stuff, and then I'd get tons of views, apparently. But no, nothing.
It happens. Anyhow, yeah, while you're at everybody's website, go to daleirvin.com. While you're at it, there you can sign up for my Friday Funnies for free, and you get them both in a written and a video version. And visit our website, anotherdayaboveground.com. Leave us a comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. And just tell us what you'd like to see us cover on this podcast. Until then, this has been Another Day Above Ground, a day to celebrate, because we're still above ground. See you next week.
And that's it for Another Day Above Ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.